Billboards in Milwaukee send a warning. Voter fraud can lead to prison time and a serious fine. And my guest this half hour is hoping the billboards will go away. Good morning, I'm Rob Ferret, filling in for Joy Cardine. It's 7:37 on Thursday, October 18th. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. My guest this half hour is Mike Wilder. He's director of the African-American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee. He's also a member of the staff of the Citizen Action of Wisconsin Education Fund. He joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, describe the signs for us and where they are in the Milwaukee area.
Well, the signs read, voter fraud is a felony, 3.5 years or $10,000. Imprisonment, or sorry, fine for this behavior. They are, unfortunately, the map of where the signs are were not given to the media by channel. Someone in our roundtable happened to obtain that map somehow and found out that they were mostly concentrated in the Latino and African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee. There's an 85 of them confirmed that they were purchased in the Milwaukee area, which is a lot. There were 88 purchased in the Cleveland area. As you know, Cleveland is a much larger city than Milwaukee. So that we found that kind of interesting that they purchased so many. It was such a big ad buy in our city, and we want them down. We at the African American Roundtable. And Latino Roundtable and a bunch of community leaders got together on Monday, did a press conference on this. We demanded that Clear Channel take these ads down. Clear Channel then responded and said that it was their mistake, that they did not require that the purchaser of these ads be disclosed. They violated their own policy, and we feel like this is wrong, and this is a lack of accountability to our community, Clear Channel, and we want the ads down.
So you mentioned they purchased, and who's identified as the sponsor of this on the billboard? It's not clear who's putting the signs up?
Well, on the billboard, the billboard says pay for by Private Family Foundation. And, of course, we Googled that, Private Family Foundation, nothing came up. Then we contacted Clear Channel after trying to reach them a couple of times. Someone finally got through, and... You know, Clear Channel's response to that was they apologized that they were not able to give us that information. However, they would not be taking the ads down.
And so that's the goal of your protest at this point is directed at Clear Channel, trying to get them to take down these signs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Clear Channel is the sole advertiser for the Milwaukee County Transit System. You know, no one else is able to. They pretty much have a monopoly on the game there. So we've been, you know, not only have we been bringing attention to this issue in the community, we're actually contacting our Milwaukee County board members in regards to the fact that Clear Channel is a sole advertiser for the bus system, the public transportation system in Milwaukee, which is huge, serves a lot of passengers in the area. So we would like, given the fact that, you know, Clear Channel has such a monopoly on this advertising game here, we want a higher level of accountability for Clear Channel if they're going to advertise in our community, if they're going to allow this kind of stuff to go up in our community.
Well, let's talk about what the problem is. I mean, voter fraud is a crime. It's a bad thing that we hopefully would want to discourage. What's the problem with having these billboards up in the first place?
Well, the problem is, first of all, voter fraud is pretty much a made-up problem from partisans. In the state legislatures around the country that have been trying to pass unconstitutional voter ID laws, photo ID laws. Each and every one of them this year have been struck down by courts as unconstitutional, as placing a barrier on people who may not be able to obtain that photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Casting a ballot in this country is a constitutional right. It is not a privilege. It's not like going to the store and getting some medicine. It's actually in the Constitution that you have that right protected. There's no information on these boards on early voting in the state of Wisconsin, which is October 22nd through November 2nd. There's no information on this board on call this number or visit this website to find out where you go vote. There's no information on this billboard saying that it's very important that our community goes out and votes on November 6th for the United States President and the United States Senate, which this election now we know could decide control of the United States Senate. This stuff wasn't on the board. It's just voter fraud is a felony. Well, we have a lot of people in our community that are felons that are off paper. If you're a felon off paper in the state of Wisconsin, you can vote. If you have a misdemeanor in the state of Wisconsin, you can't vote. It creates a higher level of confusion. There are also a lot of people that don't know that photo ID law has been placed under injunction in the state of Wisconsin. You do not need a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin for this election. It adds to the confusion. It's wrong, and we want them taken down.
Rob Ferret filling in for Joy Cardine here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Guest this half hour is Mike Wilder with the African-American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee, talking about these voter fraud billboards in the Milwaukee area and at least one other big city, Cleveland, in the country. He says it's an effort at voter suppression. What do you think? 800-642-1234? Or talk at WPR.org. Do you agree that this is an effort at voter suppression, or is this a reasonable warning against voter fraud? Mike, you mentioned the constitutional right of voting. Isn't there a constitutional free speech right? If my friends and I want to pool our money and put up a political billboard, whatever the message, shouldn't we be able to do that?
Well, no one at the African American Roundtable is against free speech. No one's against the First Amendment. No one's against people's right to speak out and not be suppressed for their speech. But what we are against is voter intimidation, and that is exactly what these billboards do. As I said, we don't see too many of them in Waukesha. We don't see too many of them in Brookfield. I wonder why that is. It's because they're targeted towards African-American communities and Latino communities. This is not a problem. This is not a problem. Voter fraud constitutes less than 0.4%, less than 0.04%, of all cases of voter fraud in the country. It's like a made-up problem. There's really not a problem there. So in that regard, we feel that this is an effort at suppressing the vote. But when you have no outreach to a certain segment of the community, and you have no message, and you have no message that would attract a certain amount of the electorate to vote for you or to be favorable to your message, you try to shrink the electorate, and that's exactly what we've seen throughout the country. We have not just seen this in Wisconsin. We've seen an attempt at this in 20 states. We just seen the Supreme Court decline to take a case that would have shrunk the early vote window in the state of Ohio, crucial state. And there were so many programs that would have been on hold if there was a Souls to the Polls program where the churches, traditionally the Sunday before the election, the churches, massive church outreach to get out the vote, that would have been in jeopardy. There's just so many people who would not have had access to the ballot box if this would have taken place, and support declined. And that was the nail of the coffin, which we've seen in Pennsylvania. We've seen in so many states where judges across the country have declared that voter suppression is unconstitutional.
That's Mike Wilder. He's director of the African American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee, member of the staff of the Citizen Action of Wisconsin Education Fund. He is working with other groups to draw attention to these voter fraud billboards around the Milwaukee area and trying to get the advertising company Clear Channel to take them down and or reveal who's paying for them. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email talk@WPR.org. Looking at the weather, today cloudy and cool with scattered showers, highs 48 to 52. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, lows 38 to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool, a chance of showers again, highs 48 to 52, lows 38 to 48. Over the weekend, Saturday, highs in the mid to upper 50s, lows 30s to 40s. Sunday, highs in the low to mid 60s. I'm Rob Ferret, filling in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Rob Verrett filling in for Joy Cardine this morning here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 8, placebos can make us feel better. The way we think about a job interview or an exam can affect how well we do. Just two examples of the power of expectations. I'll talk to the author of Mind Over Mind coming up after 8. For the rest of this hour, we have Mike Wilder with the African-American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee. He and his group and other groups in Milwaukee are unhappy about these voter fraud billboards warning of prison time, large fines for voter fraud. He says the way these signs are targeted is an effort at voter suppression. We'll go to the phones now with your calls. Victor joins us in Milwaukee. Hi, Victor.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. I really appreciate you bringing this to the forefront. Because I've seen it, I catch county transit myself, and I occasionally drive. And I see there is a definite demographic approach to all of this. And it's not a coincidence, I believe, and I don't even consider it an accident. They knew what they were doing. It's just the fact that they want to see how long it would take for us to react. My question to you is, what law prevents or protects some of these private organizations from being identified or identifying themselves? That's what got my curiosity.
Well, you know, thank you for calling. What we see at this point in time is a decision that was rendered by the Supreme Court last year. It was called Citizens United. And it was actually a couple years back, Citizens United. And when Citizens United was confirmed by the Supreme Court, what they were saying in that decision was that unlimited amounts of money can be put, you know, placed towards, you know, our elections, and that one can identify the two. They don't have to identify. They can just throw all this money out here and be pretty much shadow. So this opened the floodgates for situations like these. Situations like these where you have a concentrated market. 85, the city of Milwaukee, is not that big. Like I said, there's 88 in Cleveland, there's 85 in Milwaukee, a city with about, you know, 500,000 people. That's a lot of billboards. And the fact of the matter is, law does not require these people to be disclosed. I mean, it's just one of those things. If Clinton Center wants to hide these people's identity, and if Clinton Center wants to hide the map of where these billboards are located, they can do that.
Victor, I want to ask you before you go. I mean, these signs aren't going to keep you from voting, right? And you weren't planning on committing voter fraud either way. So what's the damage here?
I've been voting ever since I've been 18, since 1979. I've been voting for 40 years. Nothing will discourage me or deter me because I consider it more of an obligation to the U.S. Constitution, 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And there's a sense of duty as well. And, of course, the Voter Rights Act of 1965, I'm considering all these people who sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears, literally, for my right to vote. That said, nothing will deter me, not even some little conservative billboard signs that were, you know, I have an idea and a suspicion where they came from, but no, it doesn't discourage me personally whatsoever.
Rob Verrett talking to Mike Wilder, director of the African-American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee, talking about these anti-voter fraud billboards in Milwaukee. My guest says they're an effort to scare some people away from voting, effort at voter suppression. On Facebook, Barb writes, how is this voter suppression? It's voter fraud suppression. Mike Wilder?
Well, I would challenge Barb to name the instances where we've actually had voter fraud, not only in this state, but in this country. And I would challenge her to do her research and find out whether this is a widespread problem enough to have 85 billboards in a city with 600,000 people. I mean, clearly this is an attempt at intimidation. This reminds me, I think, you know, Scott Walker from Wisconsin Institute was at our press conference, and he actually brought up a good point that this reminds you of the whites-only signs in the South in the 1960s, in Jim Crow South. I mean, it's absolutely voter intimidation, and it's wrong.
Is that are you blowing that a little out of proportion? Is it really on a scale with Jim Crow? I mean, people, you know, showed up with guns at polling stations to keep black people from voting in those days. This is not at that order of magnitude, is it?
Well, let's look at the fact that in 2008, the same billboards popped up, but they had pictures of jail bars on them with African Americans behind the jail bars. I mean, it was just explicitly outright racism. I think they've tried to make it a little bit more subtle this time, but it doesn't take away the fact that this is wrong and we want these billboards out of our community.
Thanks for the call and the comment. We'll go to Bernie in Elkhorn next. Bernie, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I agree with the guest completely. Your analysis is completely lucid. This is very mean-spirited and ugly. This is something that in a decent state, in a decent country, just wouldn't occur. And no doubt this is coming from funders of the Republican Party, perhaps with their explicit blessing. They're targeting a community that's been inordinately had the drug laws enforced against them as a means of disenfranchising people as well as other reasons. It's taking a group of people that are essentially powerless compared to the general population, or less powerful, I should say, and flat out intimidating them. And it's such a clever maneuver in a dark sort of way, because if the Democrats make a fuss about it, then they'll say the Democrats don't care about voter fraud. There is no voter fraud except in this state, except in Waukesha County Clerk's office. So this is ugly. It's mean. It's awful.
Well, there's also State Representative Robin Voss's wife, who also committed voter fraud as well. So that's another instance of voter fraud. They should probably target her rather than targeting the entire African American community in the city of Milwaukee.
Bernie mentioned he thought the explicit blessing of the Republican Party. The Republican Party had, I believe, Brad Courtney has said, we're not associated with these ads. We're not funding them. We don't know who is doing them. We're not obviously in communication with them.
With the Republican Party, and like I said, we at this Connection Wisconsin Education Fund, we're a nonpartisan organization. But if someone from either party should probably step up and make a statement of leadership saying exactly what this is. We feel like dancing around the situation, making it seem as if this is not voter intimidation, that's just not what we need right now. We need somebody to step up, lead, and exactly explain to everybody in the state of Wisconsin, and the state of Ohio, for that matter, since they've been popping up a lot there, exactly what this is. This is voter intimidation.
Next, we'll go to Jim in Sheboygan. Jim, you're on the air.
Good morning. I travel Highway 94 every morning. Matter of fact, at this very second, I'm passing a billboard that says "Have Gun, Will Travel" that shows a county deputy with a speeding gun out his window, and I'm a speeder. And I find it offensive that they would actually put that billboard right next to the freeway while I drive. I think it's intimidation against speeders. And I think that should be taken down as well. And might I remind the gentleman of the Smokes for Votes, and I'm asking him if he is actually, of course I'm being facetious because it's a ridiculous statement, I'm asking him if he has actually mapped voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin as you've mapped the billboards. Well, have a good morning.
Well, I haven't mapped voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. I don't usually map problems that don't exist. And I don't map, problems that constitute 0.004% of all cases. Also, I like the fact that you mentioned you're a speeder and you feel like these are offensive. Whether you speed or not, owning a car is not a constitutional right. Voting is a constitutional right. It should be constitutionally protected. No one should have to sit and watch voter intimidation as we know it in this day and age.
Thanks for the call. I just wanted to clarify. You mentioned Robin Voss's wife accused of voter fraud. A complaint had been filed by a Democratic official. The DA doesn't appear to have gone along with it. So I just wanted to clarify that. I don't know that that's – she certainly hasn't been convicted of voter fraud, so I don't want to let that statement go. Mike Wilder?
Absolutely.
Back to the phones now. We'll go with Dan in Cedarburg. Dan, you're on the air.
I travel around the Milwaukee metro area as well as throughout the state as a visiting nurse, and I noticed this entire concentration in the Latino community. And I just want to praise you guys for having this story on the air, because I thought I was just losing my mind and seeing something, underhanded going on. And then I also understand why there might be an attack on public television support and public radio support, because this seems to be the only outlet where we get this kind of real story about what's happening.
Well, that takes us a little off topic. And with just a minute or two left, Mike Wilder, I wanted to ask, you're looking for these signs to come down, of course. Are you doing something in a positive vein to reach out to the community and say, hey, don't worry about these signs, still get out and vote?
Absolutely. And we're out in the community every single day. And we'll be out in the community every single day until November the 6th. We're out in the community telling people that in Wisconsin, you can early vote October the 22nd through November the 2nd. We're out in the community telling the community that this is the election that will possibly decide not only the U.S. presidential election, but it will decide the U.S. Senate election, We're telling the community that we have to represent our community. Underrepresented communities need to be represented at the polls on November the 6th, and we're telling them to go vote, tell their friends and family and neighbors to go out and cast their ballots. That's what we're doing. We're telling them not to be intimidated by these signs and billboards. We're telling them to go out and make their voices heard at the polls.
And do you think there's a chance these signs are going to come down in just 20 seconds or so, or are you going to be looking at them from now till November 6th?
Well, we're looking for a clear channel to have a higher level of accountability. So we do hope that the signs are down by November the 6th.
Mike Wilder, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is Mike Wilder, director of the African American Civic Engagement Roundtable in Milwaukee. He's a member of the staff of the Citizen Action of Wisconsin Education Fund. Thanks for listening this hour. Our program producers are Amanda Magnus and Cynthia Schuster. Stick around, a fun show coming up next hour on the power of expectations. What we think might happen sometimes influences what does happen and how we understand what happened. Interesting conversation coming up. Stick around. I'm Rob Ferret, filling in for Joy Cardine, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.